The man who could have been president. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That was no farewell speech from Joe Biden. That was a stump speech. Joe Biden obviously wanted to be president. But by taking himself out of the running, he now becomes something that in many ways is much more rewarding. Because you see, polls show that in a general election between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, Biden would have won by a 10% margin. So by voluntarily taking himself out of a race that could have made him president, he has instantly made himself the almost president, the man who could have been president had he wanted to. And that's not a bad place to be as a politician. When the almost president's phone rings, it's people saying nice things. Even Jeb Bush called him, quote, clearly a great guy. Not running has made Joe Biden bipartisanly lovable. He gets respect because he could have been president, and yet by not actually being president, he is spared the consequences of the mistakes he would have made. And when the person who is president makes those mistakes, what will the people say? They will say, if only Joe Biden had run. And they will sigh. So no, he will never have a presidential library. And Union Station may never be named after him as he had hoped. But if he plays it right, not only will he be remembered as a man who was almost president, but very possibly as the best almost president this country almost had. And you never know. In gratitude, President Trump might name Union Station for him after all. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Mistakes.